Welcome to one of my favorite modules. The reason that I love this is I think that it actually cuts to the heart of so much of human development and organizational development. It's really powerful stuff. Most of the work I'm going to be talking about is pioneered by Robert Johnston. He's a PhD who really pioneered managing polarities. Now, in a way, I should have maybe put this at the beginning because not as many people make it all the way to the end of a training like this, but it is really, really rich stuff. And unfortunately, it kind of builds on everything before. So goes at the end, maybe saving the best for last. Let's start here. First, let's talk about what makes smarter teams. So MIT has a center called the Center for Collective Intelligence. And you can see here they explore how people and computers can be connected so that collectively they act more intelligently than any person, group, or computer has ever done before. So they're looking at what are the factors that make a team able to make better decisions than an individual. And a recent study they actually released showed that they studied IQ, they studied cohesion, they studied motivation, they studied compensation. They looked at all of those factors. They actually looked at individual smart people, how smart each individual IQ was, and they found that it made no difference. The only thing that made a difference, they found, was the presence of a woman. Yes, that's right. The presence of a single woman on a male team made the team smarter. Add two women, results increase even more. Add three women, and now you're at critical mass. You now have one of the best, smartest things you could ever do for your team is to add at least three women if you're mostly men. Now, you might assume, hooray for women, they win in the Me Too movement, you guys win. However, there's one problem. They also found that the same was true when it was all women. If it was all women, their results dropped. So what they actually found were actually two factors that impact the intelligence of a team. The first one is social sensitivity. That's actually why the presence of a woman is so important. Women historically and culturally are rewarded for higher degrees of emotional intelligence. That does not mean that men don't have that capability. It just means that historically we haven't been as rewarded for it. And so much of this entire training, everything about all five modules is about developing your capacity around social sensitivity, an awareness of what happens dynamically in rooms emotionally. The second thing that they observed was you need a diversity of views, perspectives, or lenses. Often ethnic diversity, gender diversity, diversity of roles makes a huge impact on the intelligence of a team. Now, why is this relevant to, first of all, it's just interesting information, but why is this relevant to this next topic? Well, the topic is important because when you get a team working right, you have diverse perspectives. It means you have conflict. It means you have lots of debates and arguments because people don't share the same view on things. Thank God. But boy, that bogs us down. So you might want to just be aware that what I'm about to show you is designed and has been proven. Research has shown, Robert Johnston's research has shown, you can navigate complex issues much more easily when you understand what I'm about to show you. You'll be able to find fewer power struggles. You will have people more open to change on your team, and you're going to have an ability to see more pathways forward when you're dealing with really complex issues. And this is what this is about, leading through complexity. So here's a typical argument you might have seen in any organization. Hey, we need to standardize our processes. We're wasting too much time inventing the wheel, one might say. The other one might say, you know what? I think we need to keep innovating and creating new approaches to stay ahead of the competition. And so the fight and the debate ensues, each one occupying their respective corner, trying to argue for the others to agree with them. Or maybe you've seen something like this. You know what? We need to cut expenses to ensure we're prepared for any possible downturn. Or we need to invest in our people so that our business to stay relevant and meet our goals. And so now you have another debate that ensues around cost cutting and investing in a company. And so these two things are held in tension, and people have a tendency, you know who they are in the room, they have a tendency to kind of, you can predict who's going to occupy which side of which issue, right? Now, here's what happens in situations like this. When these are dealt with as if they are problems, then we have a problem. A problem is not what these things are. This is actually a polarity. What you're seeing debated is actually a polarity. Now, what's the difference between a problem and a polarity? Well, the first thing is a problem can be solved. And so actually having long conversations where you debate the merits of the issues is a really good thing when it comes to problems, because you can solve it. You can actually come to a clear conclusion. But a polarity cannot be solved. It has to be managed. It never goes away. And so let me just elucidate a few more of the high points of the difference between a problem and a polarity. A problem, there is an end in sight. A polarity is ongoing. And I'll give you a couple of examples in a moment. Let me just frame this. A problem is comprised of independent alternatives. A problem is, you know what, someone's not performing, they need to be let go. That's a problem. You can solve it. There's an end in sight. It has two mutually exclusive alternatives. A polarity is interdependent values, two things that have to happen. We have to be both short-term and long-term focused at the same time. We have to care about marketing and operations at the same time. These things are not problems, they're polarities. Exclusive opposites. In a problem frame, you get to choose one or the other, and you get to exclude one of them. Whereas in a polarity, they are inclusive. This is an inclusive paradox. The two have to coexist. In fact, they depend on each other for existence. And last is, a problem is actually avoidable, whereas a polarity is inevitable. Now, why is all of this so important? Well, the reason is because it actually starts to show you that when you attack a polarity as if it's a problem, you will apply the wrong set of metrics to solve it, because you can't solve polarities. So, a chemical dependency, you're not happy in your job, someone's not performing, there's not enough hours in the day. These are all problems, things that have a clear set of solutions, exclusive alternatives, and they are avoidable. As I said, breathing, that's a polarity, breathing in and out. Exercise and rest, that's a polarity. Both are necessary. They are needed for one another. Now, in the next video, we're actually going to start talking about the special dynamics of polarities so that you can begin to see another way of leading and managing through complexity.